Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy and live a simple, everyday spirituality. I'm Marge Steinhag-Fenlon, and today we're talking about what to do when you're stuck in a prayer rut. You know what that is, a prayer rut, when you're really not fruitful anymore using the regular ways that you usually pray. Your go-to prayers aren't working for you anymore. Your regular time of prayer maybe doesn't feel quite right to you. And you're just in a rut. It's like the same old, and you really feel like you're getting nowhere. Do you ever get days like that? I do. I get sometimes weeks, sometimes months like that when my prayer just doesn't feel in sync with God anymore. It feels strained and forced. I think a lot of people feel that way from time to time. So today I'm going to give you some ideas how to get out of that rut, how to get out of that prayer rut so that you can again be praying fruitfully and really feeling the grace flowing into your heart. You know, one of the things that happens with our prayer life is that it becomes rote. And by that, what I mean is we have the prayers that we usually pray, and we just do them, and we get it over with, and we move on. It's automatic. You know, kind of like memorizing the ABCs. A, B, C, D, Hail Mary, you know, like that. And sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes not. But we need to try to pull out of that rut with God's help, of course, and get our prayer life back onto a fruitful track. So here's one of the things. I've got five different ways that you can get yourself or allow God to get you out of a prayer rut. Well, the first thing is to switch your methods, the way you pray. You know, the online community is bursting with ways to pray, to meditate, we still can participate in Holy Mass virtually. That there are even sites that have virtual Eucharistic adoration. There are a number of different ways to tie into the prayers of the church, the traditional prayers of the church. There are apps everywhere. My personal favorite is the Relevant Radio app. I like that particularly much because I like the way the prayers are done they're to the point and yet very meditative. So that's one of them. I also like a app called Laudate, and you can find these. Just search whether you're on Apple or Android. If you search in your app store, you'll find that Laudate Relevant Radio. I like those very much. And another one that I like very much that I started to use recently, but that I use often now, is Discerning Hearts. So all three of those apps, those are kind of my stable of helpers to accompany me in prayer. So switch your methods. Do it a different way. You know, if you say your daily rosary, try something else. Try a recording of the rosary that is done to music. Or try the scriptural rosary. There are a number of those apps. I know Discerning Hearts has the scriptural rosary, something different. Switch your methods. Don't do the same thing every day. Don't do it the same way every day. You might even want to change the place that you usually pray. If there's a certain place in your home where you're always praying, and you know that's the place where you go to pray, try somewhere else. You know, it's the summer months now, so try praying outside, sitting on your porch, somewhere else, in a different way. So that's the first one. Switch your methods. The second is don't pray at all. What? That's exactly what I mean. That's exactly what I said. Don't pray at all. You see, sometimes forcing ourselves through structured prayer ends up being counterproductive. So when I talk about switching up your methods, sometimes even that becomes counterproductive. While it is important, it's vital to keep praying during periods of spiritual dryness, sometimes that forcing ourselves through prayer, it's counterproductive. It does more to kind of shut down our hearts and our minds rather than opening them up to the Lord. So here's what I suggest. Don't pray at all. Talk. That's right, talk. Talk to our Lord. Sit down, take a deep breath. If you want to go walking while you're praying, whatever it is, take a deep breath and talk to Jesus. Talk to our Lord. Talk to God the Father. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to our Blessed Mother Mary. Just talk to them. Just like you were having a conversation with a friend. And tell them everything. It's okay to unload on our Lord. It's okay to unload on the Blessed Mother. It's okay to vent to them, as long as you're being respectful of who they are. But give everything to them. Unload it all. Your fears, your frustrations, your sorrows. Tell them how scared you are or how lonely. Tell them how you're struggling with prayer. Talk about that. Talk about not being able to pray. You know, they're listening to you. They are. And they will help you through this. But you have to let them. Keep talking. Keep talking to our Lord. Keep talking to our Blessed Mother. Even if it's a running dialogue that goes all day long in between the other things you have to do. Keep talking to them until you feel all talked out. And eventually, your heart will feel ready to return to structured prayer. So, don't pray at all. That's number two. First one, switch your methods. Second one, don't pray at all. Third one is listen. Listen to beautiful music. Now, when you're really struggling in prayer, when you're really in a rut, beautiful music, particularly sacred music, can set your heart afire. It can be soothing. It can be inspiring, but it opens your heart to beauty, to the beauty of who God is and what he wants to do for you. There's a great quote from Saint Augustine. He said, "Music, that is the science or the sense of proper modulation, is likewise given by God's generosity to mortals having rational souls in order to lead them to higher things." To lead them to higher things. That's what music does for us. Beautiful music, sacred music. It leads us to higher things. It lifts your spirits. It draws your thoughts and emotions away from all your frustrations, away from your struggling with prayer, and toward the divine. It can be calming, uplifting, and really, if you allow yourself, it can sweep your imagination away from the present hardship or the present time, from the struggle, and it can sweep it away to some place God really wants you to be. And that's with him, that's nestling into his heart. So listen to beautiful music. Fourth one is engage in spiritual reading. So if you can't pray, just read. Scripture is great. Scripture is always great to read. And it doesn't have to be anything methodical. You can just open the Bible and start reading wherever you are. Spiritual reading. Or a book, that book that someone recommended to you ages ago and you said you'd like to read someday? Yeah, that one. So pick that book up and start into it. Dig into it. You don't feel like you have to read the whole thing in one sitting, but at least start it. Start reading that book that your friend recommended. And I'm talking about now spiritual reading, not a novel, although novels are not bad. But at this point, when you want to grow spiritually, it's more helpful for spiritual reading, obviously. But grab that book or do a search online. On my website, I've got lots of books mentioned that you can look into for good spiritual reading. Just read. And allow those words to make their way into your mind and heart. Even if it's something that you might not immediately understand, because sometimes that happens, read anyway, because you will understand. God will open your mind and heart when it's the right time and in the way that he needs you to open them. So read, engage in spiritual reading. That's number four. And then five is, again, listen up. So we've got two listening, but this one's different. So another thing that you can do when you're stuck in a prayer rut is listen to edifying and inspiring podcasts. Now, I'm not talking about the same as the apps with the podcasts of the prayers. I'm talking about podcasts that will help to inspire and enlighten and educate you. A podcast in which you are listening to another human being, the sound of another human voice that is giving something to you, rather than a prayer, rather than reciting a prayer or even singing a prayer, but something that is nourishing for you. So there's all kinds of, Breadbox Media carries my podcast, but there are also many other great podcasts on Breadbox Media. There are great podcasts on EWTN, all kinds of very nourishing and inspiring podcasts on different topics. You can look at Relevant Radio as well. At my goodness, they're everywhere. Podcasts that are truly inspiring. I really enjoy the various Breadbox Media podcasts. I also like very much St. Paul Center, which also is carried on Breadbox Media, but they have their own outlet for podcasts, and that's Dr. Scott Hahn. And he's an excellent educator. He's very funny at times. But it's something that is somewhat entertaining. It's a change of pace. It's a change of direction. And quite possibly from listening to that podcast, you'll get an idea of how to proceed in your prayer life. You know, where to go with that now that you're so stuck. The idea here is to unstuck yourself. I think I just made up a word. That's okay. So five. I'm just gonna review them. Switch your methods. So use a different method for your prayer, or don't pray at all. Just talk. Just talk. Talk to the Blessed Mother. Talk to our Lord. Talk to God the Father. Maybe you have a favorite saint that you'd like to just talk to. You don't have to pray. Just talk. So talk. And then music. Listen to beautiful music, particularly sacred music. It will lift your spirits. Engage in spiritual reading. Find something really good to read. And then read it until you start feeling the urge to pray again. And then listen. Listen up to edifying and inspiring podcasts that will educate you, but then also give you a clue for how to proceed in your prayer life. So that's what I have for you today. It's kind of short and sweet, but I feel it's important because I've been watching and listening online, and I've been seeing and hearing from a lot of people about being stuck in a prayer rut. You know, we're still kind of moving through this pandemic, and that means everything has not really returned to normal. And for some of us, we've been very heavily depending upon certain kinds of prayers to get us through this time, is particularly during the quarantine. And so at some point you just feel like you need to change things up a bit. So try that. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is that the most important thing about prayer is relationship. Your relationship with the divine. That's the most important thing. And how do you maintain a good relationship? You do that with frequent and honest communication. As long as you keep the lines of communication open, you're in good shape. Even if you're not praying as you think you should be praying, or maybe as other people think you should be praying, but you're communicating. If you're communicating with God, then you are in really good shape. And at some point, your prayer will again become fruitful. You know, communication can be something as simple as sighing or crying and just being there with the other. You know, that's also that an aspect of communication is the nonverbal, you know, just being present to the other. That's prayer, just being present to God and allowing Him to be present to you. That's also communication. You're communicating your love and your yearning for Him. So keep the lines of communication open, and you will get out of your prayer rut. Hey, thanks for joining me. I am so very happy you're here. So very happy to share this time with you. So very happy to share this podcast with you. If you would like to know more about me, if you'd like to book me to speak at an event, your parish, online conference, go to margefenelon.com. That's margefenelon.com. My other podcasts are there. My blog posts are there. My books are there. There are all kinds of wonderful resources there waiting for you. MargeFenelon.com. You can also find out there how to follow me on social media. I'm on a number of different outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. I'm out there. And you can follow me, and I'd love to hear from you. So please do contact me. I also have a prayer request form on my website. So if you need prayer or you know someone who needs prayer, please go ahead and fill out that prayer request form. That prayer request form only allows me to know what prayer request is being given to me. Those, the emails and so on, that is not used in any, I don't put you on an email list, nothing like that. It's only a formality to be able to submit that prayer request. But do that. And I really do pray for the people who submit prayer requests. I do. I pray for them every single day. Until next time, my friend, remember that the only thing keeping you from holiness is the excuse that you make for not pursuing it. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.